The following is an unrehearsed interview with Mrs. Claire Von Grinnigan, Secretary of the Stanford Garden Club, by Elsie C. Matheny, President of the Stanford Garden Club, for the Kentucky Bicentennial Oral History Project. The interview was conducted in the Kentucky Utilities Building on February 11th at 3:30 p.m.
Sit here and talk.
All right.
The Stanford Garden Club was organized in 1930, 33 or 34, don't exactly remember, in the home of Mrs. T.W. Pennington in the spring. There were only a few women there, and I would like to give you all the members that were members of the club from the very beginning. All right. I shall give you the names of the women. There are 66 women that have been members at one time or another of this club. Miss Susan Woods was the first president. Miss Susan Woods, Mrs. T.W. Pennington, Mrs. C.R. Coleman, Mrs. E.R. Coleman, or Mrs. Earl Coleman, Mrs. Alfred Pence, Mrs. J.L. Beasley, Miss Patty Alcorn, Mrs. Kelly Francis, Mrs. Roland Von Grinnigan, Mrs. Harry Boffman, Miss Annie McKinney, Mrs. E.C. Walton, Mrs. J.H. Woods, and Mrs. we call Miss Jim Woods, Mrs. C. Hayes Foster, Mrs. W.H. Warren, Mrs. J.N. Menifee, Mrs. W.C. Shanks, Miss Margaret Warren, Miss Charlotte Warren, Mrs. S.F. Matheny, Mrs. O.F. Floyd, Miss Bess Hill, Miss Lucille Dudder, Mrs. William Servants, Mrs. Morrison Bright, Miss Annette Warren, Miss Levisa Harris, Mrs. Henry Boffman, Mrs. W.G. Morgan, Mrs. Alfred Pence Sr., Mrs. Ben Gaines, Mrs. James Williams Jr., Mrs. Clayton Mara, Mrs. Joe Grimes, Mrs. Bernard Kaminish, Mrs. Richard Kaminish, Mrs. J.H. Wright, Mrs. William Matheny, Mrs. Armour Heisel, Mrs. Heath Servants, Mrs. Fred Hallock, Mrs. Welby Bergen, Mrs. James Blackerby, Mrs. Charles Hicks, Mrs. Julian Wright, Mrs. Earl Butcher, Mrs. Ben Jennings, Mrs. Howard Frisbee, Mrs. Arch Walker, Mrs. William Dudder, Mrs. Joe Embry, Mrs. Cabell Francis, Mrs. Edward Bowling, Mrs. Andrew Bell, Mrs. George Reed, Mrs. Guy Hart, Mrs. Richard Ferguson, Mrs. Harris Roach, Mrs. Clyde Young, Mrs. Giles Stevens, Mrs. Harry Mercer, Mrs. Ransom Hobbs, Mrs. Calvin White, Mrs. Frank Good, Mrs. A.H. Pence Jr., and Mrs. Richard Cooper. Now that's 66 women that have been interested. Now 22 of these women have died in the meantime, and I'll read that to you if you're interested. Miss Susan Woods, Mrs. T.W. Pennington, Mrs. C.R. Coleman, Mrs. Earl Coleman, Mrs. Alfred Pence, Mrs. J.L. Beasley, Miss Patty Alcorn, Mrs. Harry Baldwin, Miss Annie McKinney, Mrs. E.C. Walton, Mrs. J.H. Woods, Mrs. C. Hayes Foster, Mrs. W.H. Warren, Mrs. W.C. Shanks, Mrs. O.F. Floyd, Miss Margaret and Charlotte Warren, Mrs. Richard Kaminish, Mrs. J.H. Wright, Mrs. Armour Heisel, Mrs. J.N. Menifee, and Mrs. Richard Cooper. Now I'm sure that, I don't think it's important to read all the names that are still active, and of course all of these women that had served at one time or another have withdrawn for some reason. Some have moved away and some have not been interested. I won't read all that. The club, as I said, was organized in the early 30s. We've only had 11 presidents. Miss Susan Woods, Miss Zoe Floyd, Mrs. W.G. Morgan, Mrs. Menifee, Mrs. Von Grinnigan, Mrs. Welby Bergen, Miss Ben Gaines, Mrs. A.H. Pence Sr., Mrs. George Reed, Mrs. Joe Grimes, and Mrs. S.F. Matheny. Those are the presidents that have served. We've only had 6 secretaries. When I asked Mrs. Morgan, is our historian, and I asked her about some things, and she said, well, Claire, it looks like you've been doing this all the time. I said, oh, surely not. And then when I looked over, I have 36 yearbooks. This is one of our very first ones, and I'll let you see it after a while, but 36 of them. And sure enough, there I was, secretary. The first secretary, Mrs. J.L. Beasley, then Ms. Von Grinnigan, Mrs. E.C. Walton, Mrs. Howard Frisbee, Mrs. Richard Ferguson, Mrs. Julian Wright, and Mrs. Earl Butcher. We didn't have any yearbooks until 1939. This is the very first one. This was formed in 1939 through 41 and 42. Mrs. Floyd wrote this all out in her, it's all in handwriting, all of it. And this is the very first one. And the president was Mrs. Woods, and vice president Mrs. Floyd, third vice president Mrs. William Servants, secretary Mrs. Von Grinningen, and treasurer Miss Patty Alcohen. Now you may see these if you like. Oh, the first flower show we had was in 1940, and it was at the Methodist Church, and these are the women that served on committees. The general chairman was Miss Susan Woods, staging and properties Mrs. Pence, Mrs. Beasley, and Mrs. Foster, publicity and hospitality Mrs. Coleman, Mrs. Francis, and Miss Dudler, entries and judges Mrs. Von Grinningen, Mrs. Henry Boffin, Miss Annie McKinney, seals and prizes Mrs. Ferdinand Matheny, Mrs. Servants, Mrs. Earl Coleman, and schedule Mrs. Floyd, Miss Bess Hill, and Mrs. Jim Woods. Then the next one we had was in 1941, and it was more or less the same. These are our programs that we had at that time. And at that time we had, there were some, two black women came to bring exhibits, and they had gorgeous flowers. Well, some of the rest of them didn't like it much because they got almost all the blue ribbons, I think. But it was all very nice. Well, anyway, let me see. Our first constitution was, wait a minute, I'm off here somewhere. Our club was federated September 1954. And we talked very much and debated whether we want to be federated or not. And finally we decided after all those years. And Roland said, well, I'll take you down there. And we had to go to the DuPont Lodge at Cumberland Falls to accept a charter. And so that was in 1954. I do not have the charter. I don't know really where it is. This is a copy of our first constitution, which we had in 1945. All right. I have some pictures also that I would like to show you. I have a copy of all the shows that we've had. We specialized in daffodils, and we have quite a few. Of course, we had a lot of daffodil shows. We tried one time to have a standard show. That was in 1958. Failed. Didn't materialize as one. We had three judges from Lexington. I only remember Ms. Hopper, Ms. Ray Hopper. You probably know her. I don't remember the other two. And they were at that time learning to be flower judges. Well, we had to write out all everything for them, you know, so and so. And then we found out it wasn't really a standard show. Now, Dr. Wright and Mrs. Wright she was chairman of that time, and they really worked. It was up at the high school. We tried to have everything we could possibly have. Worked hard, oh my gracious, we just had everything up there, but still we didn't. Our schedule wasn't as it should have been, as you said. All right. Now, I want to show you some pictures here, and be careful with them, really. We used to have lovely daffodils. And I'll pass this around everybody to see. Here's another picture of the members of the garden club. We'd have no dates. And I suggest that everybody put dates on everything that you fix or ever think about doing. Down where it pins out. Well, I think that that's there they are. That was it. Let's see here. After we became federated, while we got the Kentucky Bulletin, which has been very helpful. We have really been more community-minded than we were at first. At first, we had just worked with our little gardens, and we didn't try to do any community work. We didn't do anything but stuck after our own little things. Well, anyhow, I want to tell you about the most beautiful garden party I think was ever in Stanford anywhere. It was up at the Warrens. Miss Margaret and Miss Charlotte and Miss Asbury and all of them were there. It was in their yard in May. I'm sure Miss Matheny remembers that. These eight hostesses were dressed in these long dresses and just gorgeous. Yes, big hats, that's right. Big hats, yes. And everything, and the waiters and waitresses were dressed just as they should be. The refreshments were ice, you know, that they had sent in from Louisville, you know. They were in the form of flowers. I think mine was a rose, and somebody else said they had something else. This was really beautiful. And I told Mrs., now seeing Mrs. Asbury not long ago, I mentioned it to her, and it pleased her because she remembered she was there too, of course. That was a lovely party. Well, it wasn't very long after that. Then they decided that they weren't interested in the garden. They're interested in the horticulture part, but not the program part. And I remember they gave us a program one time after they had been to Alaska. And Miss Margaret said when they went up there, they saw how beautifully those delphinium grew, so tall, that they decided they'd never grow anymore because theirs never grew like that. So they changed their minds about it. Well, anyways, during a year, several years ago, we used to have plant sales. And we had little sales trying to make some money. But the best thing that we've had in the last year or so was that house tour. And we made quite a little bit of that. The KU has always been wonderfully helping us, you know, sponsoring, helping the home, the outdoor Christmas decorations and so forth. I want to just give you a few subjects of the first garden clubs. Designing gardens, greens for Kentucky gardens, soilless garden. Miss Annie McKinney had the program. None of us had ever heard of a soilless garden, and it was very, very interesting. And we had this was also a good idea. We still should do it, really. Plant more native trees for your landscape. Mr. Elliott was here at one time, and he suggested that, and it really has worked wonderfully well, and I think we should do that more often. Well, of course, I could go on and on and on. I don't know how long I'm supposed to talk, but I could just go on and on because I have all this material, and I've had a good time reading. And this one here has been really helpful. The 25th anniversary of the Garden Club, and all the presidents are listed in here. Mrs. Wallace was one of the first presidents, and she gave her home as the headquarters for the State Garden Club in Paris. Some of us went over there last summer. It was a handsome home, and wasn't she an attractive woman?
Well, Ms. Comanche, we certainly have Ms. Von Grinnigan. We certainly have enjoyed this program, and thank you very much.